Right now, though, we're going to talk about you got to have land to plant some crops, and you got to have equipment to farm that land. So let's talk with Kevin Pfeiffer of Pfeiffer's. How are you doing, Kevin?
Hey, doing good, Mick. Thanks for having me on today. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, well, the feeling is mutual. I got to fill up 2 hours of radio time every day. And so we'll talk for a little bit here about you have some auctions coming up, I'd assume.
Yes, we got plenty of them coming up, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity. You know, we got seven or eight land auctions in February, kind of all over North Dakota and into Beltrami, Minnesota, and then also just a really, really nice lineup of about 15 equipment auctions coming up this spring. So, yes, we got a really neat lineup, and we're pretty excited about everything we got coming up.
All right. Now, the guys out in Bowman, Jim Sabby and Andy Murnack, they've been busy out there, haven't they?
They have been. They've been really, really busy this year. And, you know, I guess we call it, like to say, productive, not so much as busy. But, yeah, those guys have really been they've been doing a great job on the equipment end. We've got a great equipment auction team, you know, and a lot of people think of Pfeiffer's. You know, they're certainly thinking of land, but, man, our equipment auctioneers, they have done just a fantastic job over the course of the last year. And Jim Sabby and Andy Murnack are two of the best in the business.
All right. I see you have one coming up next week in Steele County, North Dakota. That's up around the Findlay area. It's about a quarter of land. Can you describe that a little?
Yeah, well, you know, that one there, you know, we got, again, good cropland there. Whenever you get into that part of North Dakota, you're always dealing with really good cropland. You know, Steele and Trail and Griggs County, those areas, you know, it seems like you can always find yourself some really, really good cropland. And again, I don't think this is any exception here. And, you know, and then the next day, you know, we're going to be in McLean County. We got just some incredible farm coming up in McLean County near Washburn, North Dakota. So we're pretty excited about that one coming up.
All right. Well, again, if people just want to expand or invest, that's happening a little bit more now than, you know, I guess, I don't know what it is, but they're the hedge funds or people with some cash. They want to, you know, what Grandpa said, buy land. It's never a mistake. And people want to buy some farmland.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a great time to be buying, especially now when you look at it. If you want to finance it, just look at how reasonable the financing is right now. You know, interest rates are low. Pretty good opportunity if you want to go in there and you know, really just kind of maybe pick up some land and just expand that footprint a little bit. And if you want to finance it, boy, there's really never been a better time in our lifetime that I know of where you can go in and do that.
Yeah, 0 to 2% interest to something or three. This is pretty good. So, all right, well, yeah. We need equipment, and you got some equipment auctions coming up.
Yeah, we got some really good equipment auctions. You know, and the equipment auction season really gets started here over the course of the next couple weeks. We're going to start really in about 2 weeks here. Good lineup again of equipment coming up. A lot of really nice newer model John Deere and IH tractors. A lot of, you know, fairly decent low mileage farm trucks, semis, those types of things. So, when you go into Pfeiffer's.com, that's P-I-F-E-R-S, Pfeiffer's.com, really some really good opportunities there. I just really excited about the lineups here. You know, one comes to mind, the Lichty Farm over at Jamestown in Stetson County. Man, they've been farming there for 30, 40 years, and Ruben and Clarice, they just run a superb operation. A lot of newer model tractors and combines and tillage, and everything is just immaculately taken care of. So that'll be a nice one coming up here at the end of March. So that's one for sure everyone's going to want to jump on and jump into their truck and come on over to that auction or bid online.
Now, do you see the pandemic is still going on. We're not getting vaccinated as quickly as we'd like. Are the in-person, on-site auctions happening a little more frequently than the online auctions?
Yeah, you know, you're seeing a lot of the simulcast now where, you know, basically you're bidding live or you can bid online and on the phone, but you're seeing more and more of that all the time. And, you know, with the pandemic, obviously, you know, that was all proliferated and, you know, it just manifested itself into this huge online following. But, you know, we're still a strong proponent live auction, simulcast, internet bidding, and then if you want to bid by phone too. We think all of those avenues should be available to every bidder out there, and then also for the seller too.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter whether it's on-site or online, as long as you maybe get a chance to preview it a little bit or talk to the owner and whatnot, and hey, and then go for it, huh?
Exactly. That's the way I feel. Yep. I just think it's the way to do it.
All right. Well, how do folks find out whether it's equipment or land or anything else, other services that you offer? How do they find out more?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website, pifers.com. That's P-I-F-E-R-S, pifers.com. Or, you know, call me on my cell phone, 701-238-5810. We'd love to work with you.
All right. Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the other service that you offer, land management. That's something that, has been left to other folk, I mean, like the banker or a management company, but you've been doing that for a number of years.
Yeah, you know, our group of land managers do an incredible job. And basically, you know, a lot of people, again, think of Pifers as a land auction company or an equipment auction company. But really, you know, you think about it, you know, we manage around 240,000 acres of farmland all over the Midwest and all the way from central Montana all the way over to the eastern Illinois and Wisconsin border. Our farmland managers actually bring a sense of balance between the landowner and the tenant. You know, it's obviously got to be a win-win situation, but when they're brought into the equation, it just seems to, you know, get rid of some of the tension and get rid of some of the uneasiness between negotiating between the landowner and the tenant. And hopefully we can create that win-win situation.
You know, sustainability has been a buzzword for about a decade now. And I've always joked that, hey, sustainable means you can still afford to farm next year.
Exactly. And that's the truth.
Yeah. Yes. Good management helps there. All right. Again, for whether it's land management or the latest on the auctions, how do folks get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing is go to pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, or call me on my cell phone, 701-238-5810.
Have a great weekend, Kevin.
Yep, thank you. You too, Mick. Appreciate it. Everybody be safe.
Will do. Thank you. You the same.